Wow. It's been a wonderful time with the Holy Spirit School. This week will be the last in the series. And next week, then, the 29th, will be what I call graduation day. And what that means simply is these past, oh, I don't know how many weeks, 15, 16, 18 weeks, of laying the groundwork for us to better understand the person of the Holy Spirit and what the Scriptures has got to say about us and about how we can have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus was the one that told us to be baptized in the Spirit. Now, there is three baptisms that we recognize. We know that John the Baptist baptized, so we call it John's baptism. Jesus said, be baptized, and we recognize that. And then Jesus later on said, be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So, being baptized in the flesh, being baptized in the Spirit, is an important function about us as Christ followers to be ever to understand our relationship with God. Through the Son, because Jesus is not here in the physical realm, but he said, I will send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit. You know, the paraclete, the one that comes alongside. Somebody told me after church on Sunday, I wish Jesus was here that I could let him hold my hand and walk with me. And I said, you know, he is. That was the purpose of him sending the Holy Spirit. We talked about using imagination a little bit in Holy Spirit school. And you hear me sometimes when I give a little rendition of something that you think, well, wait a minute, preacher, you weren't there. Well, I just imagine if I was there, how I would look at things and how the Scriptures kind of illumine in my spirit of what took place and to better understand our relationship with God. So I hope and pray that you've been listening, you've been getting something out of it. It's been a labor of love for me and Phil to be able to put all this stuff together on the website. And so just wanted to let you know. Now, I don't know too many other announcements that are going on in the church right now. October has been a beautiful month. It's a wonderful month in the weather. Attendance is not like I would like to hear it and see it and all that, but it is what it is, but I'm grateful that you tune in to the online service. But hope and pray that people can come and start coming back to church again in person. Not only do we need you, but it's a special time to be able to fellowship with one another in person. You know, the hugs and the kisses and all that good stuff. So, there are birthdays coming up, and I don't know, this always makes me wonder. Mine is on the 28th. So I don't know if I should celebrate it this week or next week. But I know there's other birthdays in October. And I know I shared a precious St. Jim Paffert, the member of the church for a long time. He since went home to be with the Lord. But when I first came to Bethel, when him and I got to chit-chatting and everything, and it came around birthday times, and it so happened that him and I celebrated the same birthday. It's that was really cool. So there's a lot of October ones, but we do know there's birthdays somewhere. And that's why we sing that wonderful song. Stan Willis and Sandra, they had a wedding anniversary this past week. So we'll sing that song that Tina taught, because that's kind of a catch-all song, and I like that. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Well, hope and pray to see you in church sometime soon. Have a wonderful day.